Well, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for your prayer and your financial support, of which without I couldn't have been in Mexico all this time. It's been almost 10 years now that I've been there, and it's been a blessing, and we're co-workers, and I appreciate all your letters too. Hint, hint. Okay. Those who don't write them, I appreciate letters. I'm pretty bad about writing too, so I can't be too, you know, demanding. Okay, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Marty Latondres, and like I said, I've been in San Luis Potosí, Mexico now for about 10 years. I see the ministry the Lord has given me fourfold. One is the children. That's my main desire, my main interest. I have Bible clubs in different homes in the city. About 4 a week, I guess, is what I've got now. And then also I have Chincho, who is the retarded boy that I've had now for 4 years on a 24-hour basis. And we are seeing improvement. He loves to come to church. We don't know how much he understands, but when they say amen, man, he's up and gone. So I think he understands enough to know what's going on. And also he starts clapping. If we start singing a song, he's the first one that starts with applauding. So I think he's understanding enough, and I pray that he can be saved. Please pray for him. The second part of the ministry is with women. This is not my favorite. It's hard for me because many of the problems the women have are because of their husbands, and personally, I understand the problem. And it's very, very difficult for them to think that I could advise them, number one, me not being married, but number two, it's hard for me to not tell them to kill them. No. No, I'm just teasing. It's like I try and tell them, you know, well, I don't have a husband and I don't have to pass through it, and so you can't see if I would practice what I preach, but I can read the Bible, and you can too. And so from there is the basis of any counseling. And I have two home Bible studies with different women, and it looks like I might start our third one. I'm not sure yet. The lady can't seem to decide on a convenient time. The third aspect of the ministry is door knocking and track passing. We have started going around once a week on Saturdays, and the brothers preach. I have the brothers' pictures up there if anybody wants to know who they are. Nathanael and Jose and Noel, who shared with us the other night, and Hector also, and some of the ladies and children that go with them to sort of encourage them and support them, because our brethren are more timid. They preach very boldly, but there's that sort of fear what's going to happen out there, you know, and so we do want to encourage them. We knock on doors. The other missionaries came to San Luis when our brothers decided that they wanted to start preaching again in the streets. They asked the other missionaries to come, and they came for about 3 days and got the brothers started preaching. And it was a real encouragement to them, and since that time they've gone every single week. In fact, they decided that now they want to go twice a week. So the three brothers are going twice a week now. Mm-hmm. And the fourth part of the ministry seems like the least, but the truth is it's the hardest, and it's just being an encourager of the brethren. Since Dale has left San Luis last August, the church at Salini has gone through many experiences, some good, some bad, but all were needed for learning to function as a body. And the two elders, you know, like I said, they had decided, Nathanael and Jose, they had decided that as a church body we should start going and preaching. And so that has been a real blessing, because now that the brethren have started using their preaching, they've also started having more of a gift to share in the meetings too, and more confidence to share in the meetings too. So that's been a real blessing. And like Mike was saying last night, one has to practice using his gift before it can develop. And I guess street preaching is just a real way to develop that gift of sharing and preaching. Discouragement sets in easily amongst our brethren in San Luis, so I tried to be an encourager, provoking unto good works. Sometimes I'm not too swift at this, because since I'm also prone to depression, the Lord, thank goodness, has arranged it so that when I'm down, they're up, and when they're down, I'm up, you know? So we just keep pulling each other up, and that helps. This brings me to my personal walk with the Lord. My goal or aim has been focused on being faithful. And I have a couple of verses I'd like to share about that, because I was so sure that this was the most important thing as for a steward to be found faithful. Let's look at some verses. Romans 12:11. That says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Okay? With a fervent spirit, right? 1 Corinthians 4:2. That says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. In Proverbs 28:20. Shows a faithful man shall abound with blessings. You know, so this was my encouragement. You know, I mean, I thought that this was showing me that that was the most important thing, to be faithful. But faithful in works and serving. And while encouraging the brethren in truth, pushing them to serve, and according to me being faithful, I've even used Luke 16:10. We can take a look at that. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Okay, well that all sounds good, right? And I was finding it harder and harder to keep pushing myself. I was tired of everything, you know. I was finding myself losing hope, feeling helpless in regards to seeing changes in some of the brethren, and even feeling angry at them for not changing or for not growing according to me, or for not being faithful at serving. According to me again. You know, I was the judge. and I started to become distracted by cares and worries about my future. You know, that's when I started asking questions about, nursing courses. I started asking, you know, refresher courses. Actually thinking about leaving San Luis. And I hadn't understood why all this was happening to me. Why I was feeling like this. Why? Because I was trying to be faithful. I mean, I was doing what I thought the scriptures were showing me, you know, just being faithful. Well, yesterday in the meetings, if you weren't here, you missed a blessing. Yesterday and again this morning, his messages, I think the Lord has revealed to me my problem, you know. I was focusing all my attention on serving, on service, on doing. And let's look at 2 Chronicles 19:9. And he charged them, saying, thus shall you do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. Okay, so faithfully it's necessary. And in fear of the Lord, it's necessary with a perfect heart. Okay, I have been overlooking, or at least not focusing on, the importance of the heart condition. You know, I sort of forget, too, you know, how much Brother Lindell, Brother Steve, Brother Dale, had been praying for me and helping me, and I imagine they just wanted to pull their hair out, just a whole bunch, you know. That's probably what happened with Dale and Linda, come to think of it. You know, that I just wasn't growing, or I just wasn't changing like I should be, you know, with the information I had, why wasn't I changing? And that's where my position is with those brethren. There's so much, we have so much information. Why aren't we changing? Why aren't we growing? And I see now that it's, I've been carrying the burden and load of the brethren and not casting them on the Lord, you know. And he's the one who's faithful, you know. He's the one who's faithful. I haven't been relying on God's promise in Philippians 1:6. Let's look at it. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a precious promise? And that includes all of them. That doesn't just include me, you know. I mean, and that includes my brethren. And apparently I've been forgetting 1 Corinthians 1:9 also. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, Amen. Our Lord. He's the one that called. He's the one that does, Amen. You know. And He's the one that has to make the changes. And it depends on our heart. We need to depend on Him, and we need to look to Him. And it's not just the doing. It's the relationship with the Lord that's so important. And that's what I was letting slip by. You know, this relationship. Busy serving, you know. Like one of the brothers said last night, if you're not having devotions with your children, you're too busy. Okay? Well, it's sort of like if you're not having devotions with your God, you're too busy, you know. If you don't have time for prayer, or if you don't have time for personal devotions, you're too busy. And I just thank the Lord that these messages were brought to us, because it's helped me see what my problem is. And I thank the Lord that He is merciful and faithful. And I can truthfully say what Psalm 119:75 says. Psalm 119:75. I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. So all this problem that I've been having, and all this hardship and helplessness and hopelessness, and probably even the ailments, the physical ailments, are probably the Lord's way of bringing me to a point of finally realizing I haven't given Him all the burden. And I ask that you pray for Chancho, the brethren at Salini, and for me, and just keep us in your prayer. Thank you so much.